Pete Kluzak here, Bass University TV, here with a good friend of Bass University. You've been on our show a couple times now.
Yeah, a couple times now.
B-Lat, Brian Latimer. It's great to have you back.
Thanks,
with
Pete.
Us, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And you won Seminole this year.
Yes.
Have you stopped smiling?
I have not stopped smiling or crying. There's no in between. One or the other. I'm still crying about that.
Well, why are you crying?
Well, it's just
so
like,
emotional.
I can't believe it happened. Oh, my God. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Happy tears.
Yeah. Happy tears. All good. No doubt.
No, that was great. Well, it was a great win. It was great watching you do that. And, you're having a lot of success. Now, you've got some tournaments left this year?
Yes. One more tournament, the Cup.
The big one.
Yeah, the Cup in Arkansas in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Are you looking forward to that? Do you know that, Lake?
Of course. $300,000 against 50 guys.
Bring it.
I'm pretty excited about that. And then probably a lake that fishes a lot like my home lake. So, yeah. I'm excited to get there.
Yeah. You've been there before?
Never been there before.
Okay.
Probably not going to pre-practice. We get 4 days to practice.
Yeah.
In FLW. So I just decided I'd do 2 days of pre-practice and 2 days of real practice.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be enough.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
They still give you the day off before the tournament for that one?
Yeah, practice starts on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off day, Thursday, tournament, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, a three-day tournament?
3 days, yes.
Three-day tournament.
Yep.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, they changed that a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll be pulling for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
Well, in the summertime, fish are going to be tricky to catch.
It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, which is why I'm excited about it. I figure it's going to be a lot like home lake.
Yeah.
Our fishing, I don't know if you can say this on Bass U TV, but our fishing sucks in July and August. Bar none. It's not good.
What would be your home lake?
Lake Hartwell.
Lake Hartwell.
Lake Hartwell's home. And all that surrounding area.
Yeah.
Once you get to June, July, August, they all fish pretty much the same. It's just it's hard to get bit. You just gotta figure out how to catch anything.
Right.
It's probably, and I imagine it'll be that way.
Well, you brought some stuff to talk about today. I know you work with Z-Man.
Right.
And these are some products that can really catch them when conditions get tough.
Yeah, absolutely. What I wanted to talk about, obviously when we're talking about Z-Man stuff, their plastic is not traditional plastic. It is much different than anything out there on the market. There's a lot of properties that it has that makes it really efficient to fish. Obviously, one thing that we've always known about Elastec is that it's pretty much indestructible. It doesn't, you can put it on the hook, you can catch a bunch of fish on one bait. But there is some things you need to know about it as far as care is concerned, as far as rigging it. There's a learning curve when it comes to rigging this style of plastic, as well as storing it, upkeep. There's a learning curve there. So that's what I want to talk about.
Okay, well, great. And I agree with you. Down at the Open this year, I was using the Razor Shad.
Yeah, Razor Shad on the back of Chatterbait.
On the back of my Chatterbait.
That's an outstanding bait.
And it really is. I use that. I caught every fish that I weighed in on it, and I used it for practice, the same bait. I never changed it.
Yeah, that bait is really unique. I've used he's talking about the Razor Shaz. That is basically a chatterbait trailer. It was built to be a standalone chatterbait trailer, but that bait is also a great standalone bait. Like on a weighted kill weighted hook, works really good. The action on it, like you would work a traditional fluke style bait.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for that. It's great on a Texas rig, flipping.
Yeah.
I've used it on chatterbait. I throw a chatterbait a lot without a skirt and just the Razor Shads alone. So that bait is very versatile. So definitely keep that one close to your pocket.
I do. And the durability, like you said, is amazing, man. Yes. It just keeps going. Right. But rigging them is a little tricky.
It is tricky. It's tricky. No doubt.
Can you give us some tips on getting that done?
Yeah, so there a couple things you'll notice about Z-Man plastic is I prefer, when I'm using anything Elastec, to use any of their hooks. One thing I love about Z-Man is they know that their baits and their plastic is a little different than a traditional plastic. So a lot of their jig heads, a lot of their hooks is designed specifically for Elastec plastic. Mm-hmm. The chatterbait is designed specifically for Elastec plastic. The spinnerbaits, all in spinnerbaits, they have a keeper that is specific to Elastec. And one of the biggest thing that I can tell you with Elastec, All the plastics have a little channel inside it that's made for your hook to go into, inside of.
Right.
So when you're rigging it, you kind of want to just search around. You'll feel it when you put a hook down in that plastic, you'll feel it just kind of ease through really easily, unless you know you're in the channel. Other thing you need to know about Elastic is it adheres better than anything to super glue. Super glue is your friend when you're using Elastic.
I didn't know that.
Yes. It is really important to pretty much always use super glue.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, obviously, Elastic is a little rubbery. And when you use super glue and you get that bait on there perfectly, I'm just going to kind of do this one fast. When you put that little dot of super glue on there, it's not coming down off that jig head.
Right.
Like, the jig head will rot away before it comes off that jig head once you put Elastic, put a little super glue on there. Well, the reason I like to do that, a lot of times a fish will come up here and grab the bait.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a hold on it. You know, and if he's got it right behind the jig head there, especially like on this, you pull the plastic down, it balls up around the hook point, and you can miss the fish. Well, if you got super glue on there, I'm telling you, it's not coming off. It's not coming off. So you can, you know, you up your percentage, your hookup ratio, if you use super glue,
right?
With all of it. And then when I say using super glue, that's with your spinnerbait trailers, chatterbait trailers, yeah. When you're throwing your Ned Rig stuff, any and everything. If I'm using Elastic, I'm going to, 90% of the time, unless I'm fun fishing, I'm going to use super glue.
That's amazing. I buy it by the dozen.
Yes. Very important.
Yeah, I use it in all my fishing. And I honestly never used it with the Elastex.
Yes.
I didn't realize it worked so well, so that's good
to
know.
Just a little bit. It adheres really well. One thing that I see a lot of people have trouble with, and it is a little tricky to get a bait rigged perfectly on a jig head here, and it just takes a little patience. One thing, you know, it takes a little extra time, but at the same time, it takes less time. Because once I put one bait on, I don't have to use another one unless I break it off. But you can see that all of our keepers have a really sharp, I'll take this down, a really, really sharp keeper on it. It's not like your traditional, like on a jig, like an Arche jig.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually built into the lead. They have a welded on piece of wire there. Those really sharp keepers work best when you're talking about Elastic. It just adheres really well to that plastic. But the way I like to explain it is when I'm rigging up that plastic on the special, we've got a Ned Rig bait here. Just jerk it, pull it up behind the head here, just like a little kid you're trying to jerk up that's really bad.
Yeah.
Pull it up and over that keeper so the plastic actually rests down on it. It just kind of rests on it like a rubber band.
Yeah.
And dude, you can see like I'm holding it by the hook here.
Yeah.
Once you do that, it's not coming down.
Right.
And so, you know, I just tell you to use super glue. When you're using super glue, it's not because you don't want the bait to slide down when you make a cast like it does on traditional plastic. That's for bites. But if you're just fun fishing and you know you're not just casual fishing on the weekends, if you pick that plastic up, pull it up and over and let that plastic rest on that keeper, I mean, you can see it's not coming down. And that's the biggest tip that I can give you
that's
when you're talking
a great
about
tip.
Rigging Elastic.
Okay. Well, BNJ, you have these in your hand. This is a version of the Ned Rig.
Yes.
Tell me, is this new this year?
Yeah. This is by far my favorite Ned Rig bait. This is called the Ticklers. And right now I think it's exclusive only to Dick's Sporting Goods. So that's about the only place you can get this one right now. This is the Ticklers. My favorite Ned Rig bait since I started Ned Rigging about 5 years ago was called the Hula Stick. And the Hula Stick was nothing but the stick bait. And it had these little tentacles on the back of it, like a tube.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, it was a little bit bigger profile. Most of your Ned Rig baits are 2.5 to 3 inches long. Well, the Hula Stick was about 4 inches long. So as a bass fisherman, it was a little easy for me to accept the concept of Ned Rig because it was a little bit bigger bait.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gave me a little bit more flexibility because it was longer, had a little bit more action. And I just like that bait. I just kind of got along with the Hula Stick. And it was such a good bait that one of the other guys that's kind of helped Z-Man a lot with a lot of these plastics, Drew Reese is his name, he kind of developed something that was a little bit shorter. He felt like that bait needed to be a little bit shorter, a little bit fatter. So we come up with this guy. This is called the Ticklers. And all it is just a tube bait. You got basically a tube body, kind of shorten it up. It's a solid body, which is really important because it just holds the hook really well. And you've got these little four tentacles. And a lot of people think that gives the bait action, the tentacles. They actually don't really do much at all, especially in the water. When you're imparting action on them, it really doesn't do much. It just has a real slender profile, But the trick is, you know, all Elastec floats. So when that bait's on the bottom, when you're not doing anything, those little tentacles just kind of slowly open up.
Okay.
And that's all it does. So when I'm Ned rigging, I don't like a lot of action. I don't like appendages. I like it very simple. It's a simple concept. I don't want a whole bunch of stuff swinging around. And the whole concept of a Ned rig is simple, simplistic. The fish bite it when they don't really want to eat anything. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like this bait the best. It's doing just a little bit. Just so you got a little bit of appendages that open up, but upon action, it's just really slender, and it looks real lifelike in the water.
Best situation to be throwing a Ned rig?
Slick banks, nothing. A lot of people talk about how much a Ned rig hangs, right?
Uh-huh.
They always say, oh, I like to throw a Ned rig, but it hangs so much. And everybody hates my solution to that problem, hanging a Ned rig. Don't throw it that hangs. If there's lay downs, if there's wood, there's rock, and I'm hanging, I put that down and I grab something else.
All right.
So the perfect situation for a Ned rig is when fishing, quite honestly, sucks, and you can't catch anything. You go to a bank that's nothing but mud, or a bank that's nothing but sand, or a flat where there's nothing on it, and you sling it around. There's no wrong way to work a Ned rig. Sling it around, and the fish find it.
Right.
That's the best scenario to fish it. I like fishing on a lot of those really steep bluffs. They don't even have like the step downs.
Mm-hmm.
Great place to throw a Ned rig. Schooling fish, great place to fish a Ned rig.
That's a surprising answer.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have white. That's why I have the shad colors. The deal looks like a little minnow.
Right.
Yes, by far the best fall time bait to fish in schooling when they're feeding those little bitty threadfin shad.
Yeah.
Ned rig. 100%.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, the plastic is different.
Yes.
Okay. It interacts with other plastics.
Yes.
How do we keep it, you know, keep them intact, keep them from, you know, assaulting the other plastics that you have in your tackle box?
Right.
What's the story?
So just a little background on Elastec. It's called thermoplastic. Mm-hmm. When they make this, and this gets into the guys that created Elastec, they're way smarter than I'll ever be. This stuff is like aerospace science, the process that they go through. But long story short, it's thermoplastic. They make the plastic by getting with heat, making it hot, it melts. It's like a powder. It looks like sugar almost. It melts, and they pretty much form it into this. That's a very long story, very short there. But the plasticizer in Elastec is different than traditional plastics. Traditional plastics have hardeners and things like that, so it reacts with traditional plastic. So you wouldn't want to take this, ticklers and a diesel minnow, any Elastec formula, and throw it in your bag of Zoom trick worms. It's just going to all melt and make a mess because the plasticizers react with the other plastics. Also, you always want to keep Elastec in its original bag is the best way to keep it. There's some other boxes out there that don't have that plasticizer in it. Our traditional tackle boxes, no matter what kind you use, they have a plasticizer in them to make it hard, and that reacts with the Elastec as well. So you don't want to just store them, take them out of the bag, and store them in your 3700s.
Right.
They're just going to get hard, and over time they're going to get hard, or they're going to take form, however they're laying. So you want to keep them in a bag. The best way, Z-Man makes some really good storage units. They have what's called their binders with a Z, and all it is just some O-rings. And you can put the bags in there. The bags are already pre-cut with the holes. They line up, all their plastics line up with their binders, and you just pretty much store them like notebook paper. It's basically all it is. So you don't want to keep them outside the box. You don't want to leave them on the deck in a pack. They don't like to be in full sun, a lot of heat. They just don't respond well to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to put them storm outside of the bag. Those are the three biggest tips that I can give you there. Even around other plastics, they're going to kind of react over time. With your swim baits, you know, it's not so bad with baits like this that are kind of chunky, but anything that you have that has a tail, that has action, the swim baits that have a boot tail, some of our finesse worms that have a really skinny tail where, you know, really, really small taper at the end. My opinion, this is just me talking, not anything that Z-Man is preaching, I really like to store those flat. I'm really picky about how those baits lay in the bag, because over time, if they're kind of jumbled up and laid crossways, and they'll take shape to how they're laying.
Yeah.
So I'm really peculiar where I store my Elastec. I'm really, really, I kind of keep an eye on that.
And so, the bags that they come in have the pre-molded plastics in them to you know, help them keep their shape.
Especially with swim baits. A lot of like the Ned Rig baits, a lot of those don't have it, but a lot of the really important baits, the swim baits.
Razor shads,
they come in the clamshell, like the half clamshell. Mm-hmm. That helps the baits keep shape. Keep those baits in that. It's going to help you out a lot.
Excellent. Well, it's a great product. Obviously, it's really changing fishing. I mean,
absolutely.
I've never heard so much talk about a Ned Rig as I have in recent times.
Right.
And it's key, guys, because it's helping people win tournaments. It's helping people catch fish that they would have never caught previously.
Right.
It's a hot little technique, and I appreciate you sharing some of that with us.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you tremendous luck down there.
Thank you, man.
It's
Thank
Arkansas,
you.
Right?
Yes, in Arkansas. 106 degrees every day, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. As it stopped raining, you're going to get this hurricane coming down
There's
on
There's a hurricane coming.
There's a hurricane coming up in Louisiana, and it looks like it's going to take a path due north.
That's interesting.
Which means it may dump a whole pile of fresh rain right on Hamilton.
That could help. That's great. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it.
Hey, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll be watching.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being with us. That's Brian Latimer, BLAT. I'm Pete Kluzek for Bass University TV.
Head over to bassu.tv. The premier learning destination in bass fishing. Over 600 in-depth videos geared to help you catch more and bigger bass. Use the promo code BASSULIVE19 for 10 days free. That's BASSULIVE19 to get BASSU TV free for 10 days. Get the Bass University Advantage today.